T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the southern border this morning. Correspondent Jim Ryan is there. President Trump was in El Paso, Texas last night at a rally. Did he acknowledge this breakthrough, this deal?
Well, kind of in passing. Nobody's quite sure that he knew precisely, because it happened at almost the same time that he was walking onto the stage and the Coliseum here in El Paso. So it's reasonable to think that he might not have known precisely what was happening. He did mention that things looked good, that the committee was working on things back in Washington, but I'm not sure that he was aware that a breakthrough had been made, that a deal had been struck.
Well, knowing that, so what did the rallies each sound like?
Well, the president sounded very much like his campaign rallies did leading up to the election in 2016. He hit a lot of points. Immigration certainly was highlighted there, but talked about the economy and the unemployment rate. So it sounded very much like a presidential campaign rally. Beto O'Rourke, the former congressman and unsuccessful Senate candidate who may have his eye on a presidential run as well, was holding a simultaneous event. I was monitoring both of them, and they were both on the stage at the same time, and with just a couple of miles of each other. O'Rourke very critical of the president and his plan to build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. It didn't talk much beyond that. Of course, talked about immigration and what he sees as the need to be more open toward the neighbors to the south, Brian.
What about crowd size, Jim? Was one rally bigger than the other?
Well, yes. I think the president's in the Coliseum, the estimate was it was about 6,500, which was the capacity of that Coliseum, built originally as a rodeo arena. With the floor opened up, it held about 6,500, and it was full. The Beto O'Rourke rally, a little harder to gauge because it started out as a march out on the street. I would estimate there were more than 1,000 there who then made their way to an event where O'Rourke spoke. So certainly the president's was larger, certainly more organized. The O'Rourke event was more kind of loosely organized through social media.
Yeah, the president did mention Beto O'Rourke's rally, and he said that he didn't have much else to say nice except for he liked his first name.
Right, yeah. He said that he pretended not to know quite what his last name was, repeated that again, talked about that he had failed in the Senate race against Ted Cruz, the president's fellow Republican. So, that was about as far as it went, but he did acknowledge that Beto O'Rourke was speaking at the same time that the president was, that he was.
Jim, we appreciate it. That's Jim Ryan reporting to us from El Paso, Texas this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.